It's a vicious cycle. The temperature goes up, so we turn on the air conditioning. That increases the demand for electricity. So the utilities fire up cold-fired plants to meet the demand. That increases air pollution and smog, so everybody turns up their air conditioning. It's crazy. The problem is, until now, we haven't had any choice about how our electricity is generated. State and provincially run monopolies have focused on the cheapest, most reliable way to supply power. In the Great Lakes Basin, that's coal. That's also a major source of air pollution. It doesn't matter what side of the border you're on. In Ontario, it's estimated that smog causes 1,800 unnecessary deaths every year. Half of that smog comes from the industries and coal-fired generating stations in the Ohio Valley. Within the next few months, deregulation of the electricity market is going to provide us with something we haven't had before. Choice. For the first time, we're going to be able to choose not only where we buy our power, but how that power is generated. The fear is that unless customers really understand the connection between smog and cheap electricity, an open market is going to cause serious environmental problems. I think that fear is justified. Last summer, when Ontario had to shut down 7 of its nuclear reactors, we increased our coal and oil production to compensate. The result was a 47% increase in air pollution levels. And that's just in Ontario. With much of the Great Lakes Basin becoming deregulated in the next few months, consumers need to become educated. And we need to do it before we sign any long-term supply contracts. Rather than simply letting price determine the market, we need to promote the development of renewable energy alternatives and conservation measures. Let's face it, every kilowatt hour of electricity we can save is a kilowatt we don't have to produce. That saves both money and the environment, something we can all breathe easier about.